Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Oh, he's the best newsbreaker in the business. He's the glue that holds the Triple M NRL family together. He is Brent Reed from The Australian. Good evening, Reddy.
Hello, boys. Good night tonight.
Oh, massive,
history.
Massive.
Yeah, history beckons.
What are you thinking? You thinking they'll break history?
Well, they've got a few out, haven't they?
They have,
but I still reckon they might be too good for the Titans. Titans have got AJ Brimstone as well, haven't they? I think Fuluaka maybe out. So they've got a couple out. So I think they might get the job done, Melbourne. And then next week, it's on for Young and Old. Break the record next week.
Now, Reddy, there's an opportunity for you to stand by a couple of your previous Reedy's mails tonight. First off, with right of return to Viliami Kikau, who has declared links to the Dragons as fake news, something that you've given us here previously on Reedy's mail.
Well, seriously, I mean, Viliami, the Dragons are monitoring the situation and they can't do anything officially until November 1. So I'd be surprised if Viliami would even be aware of the Dragons' interest at the moment.
That's
because
right.
It hasn't gone to that extent. I mean, they are monitoring it. They are considering making a move on November 1, which is what I wrote. So to suggest it's fake news... Come on, Viliami. You're better than that, buddy. Anyway.
All right. You've got some player movement news, though, for us.
Yeah, look, I mean, the big one at the moment now is Luke Thompson. A lot of focus on Luke Thompson. It's come out that he's been given permission to negotiate. Hasn't really hit the heights, has he? I mean, he was a center of a huge bidding war between the Warriors and the Bulldogs when he was first coming to Australia, and he got a huge pay packet out as a result of that. We're talking $800,000-$900,000.
Wow.
Luke Thompson. Yeah, he's on huge dollars. So Canterbury have obviously got to the point where they decided to give him permission and to look around. There's a West Tigers, obviously one of the clubs that are interested in him. And I'm hearing a whisper the Cowboys are watching him very closely as well. And they will assess over the weekend whether they make a move for Luke Thompson. Now, it will come down... With the Cowboys, in turn, it'll come down to a large extent of money and how much Canterbury are willing to chip in to supplement a deal. But the Cowboys obviously missed out in Dale Finucane, so they've got some money up their sleeve. They're looking for a player of that sort of quality, and Luke Thompson would arguably fit that bill. So they're the other side of her that are interested in Luke Thompson, and we'll just see how it plays out in the next couple of days, I reckon, or over the weekend, I'd suggest.
Oh, I like him as a player. I think he's been the backbone along with Josh Jackson in that forward pack this year. And look, he's not worth $800,000. Let's be frank. I mean, he's won Lotto by getting that. but you know what? Hey, take it while you can, buddy. Take it while you can. Yeah. But man, someone should pick him up. I don't want him to go back to the Super League. He's too good for the Super League.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's been a bit unlucky. He's had some injuries and
suspensions.
He's had a lot of suspensions which have really hurt him. He hasn't had any continuity. But he's got a massive motor on him. He plays long minutes. He's not the hugest bloke around, but he gets through a hell of a lot of work. I mean, I really like him as a player too. So I can see why a club like the Tigers and the Cowboys would be seriously looking at him.
Bloke getting paid too much with his previous club prepared to chip in for the pay packet. You'd expect
him
to get the Dragons
next
year. Now, Ethan Bullimore's the other one, the young Bronco.
We've got to give credit to our mate Ben Dobbin here. Dobbo came up with this one last night. It came out of left field that Manly were looking at Ethan Bullimore. I've checked with Manly today, and they got permission this morning to officially open negotiations with Ethan Bullimore. Again, I expect movement on this over the weekend. But Manly are keen on Ethan Bullimore. So I'm not sure what it means for Brisbane. They're obviously looking to fix their salary cap up and get some things in order up there. And I know they're keen to sign a couple more players yet. So there's a bit of a whisper about Josh Maguire, obviously potentially going back there. Now, if Bullimore goes, he's not on a huge money, but it's a bit more salary cap room for them. So keep an eye on that one, I reckon. But certainly Manly are interested in Ethan Bullimore, and they're giving it some serious thought.
Yeah, good signing. Oh, look, he's a powerhouse. He's been good. He can play in the back row and the centres if need be. But this Sunday's game, Rudy, I read with interest that the Broncos are back-chasing Reece Walsh as well.
Well, you know what? I love this story of Jim. You know when he's off contract at the end of 2024?
Oh, give me strength.
Well, but really, that means nothing these days.
It doesn't. But the Warriors aren't going to let him go. Of all the blokes that let Roger go and they signed signed in to replace Roger.
I've heard the Broncos are into Caelan Ponga when he comes off this new monster deal with the Knights as well. Like, you know, that's in 7 years' time.
He's got options everywhere. But I've got to say, it's interesting, the Warriors. I think what helps them with Reece Walsh is, look, there's every chance, given the way COVID's going, they might be in Queensland next year.
Yeah, Redcliffe.
They mightn't go home at the end of this year. So they might have another year in Australia yet. So, wow. I mean, that certainly helps with a kid like Reece Walsh. I mean, I think they want to get home. Obviously, they want to get home. And the NRL would love them to get home. But, God, who knows with COVID at the moment. Yeah.
That's right. It's unpredictable.
Now, Reedy, before we let you go, MG, you got a phone call, I believe.
I had a phone call about 3 o'clock today as I was coming into to do the show from a pretty irate New South Wales coach, one of my mates, Brad Fittler. He said, mate, are you speaking to Reedy tonight? Yeah. I said, yes. Yeah. He said, mate, can you ask him where he got this information about me being coach of Parramatta from? Because I've had to do 20 interviews today about saying that I'm not going to be coach of Parramatta. I love my New South Wales job. So please explain, Reedy, as Pauline Ants would say.
You've served it up to Billy Kickout. You've served it up to Billy Kickout. Will you serve it up to Brad Fittler?
Well, Brad did an interview yesterday in which he said he'd love to coach Parramatta. So,
I'm bullshitting.
I'll tell you what, did you see that interview with Brad yesterday?
Yeah, where he actually spoke about it? Yes, I know.
He actually sounded really interested in the job, I thought.
Yeah, I think so. I did too. I got out of it what you did as well, yeah.
Yeah. Reedy's looking for a slice of the contract.
All I said was it was a whisper, and there were some suggestions linking him to the job. And I said that if the job comes up, that I wouldn't be surprised if his management make an approach to Parramatta. That's all. But I certainly thought the way Brad spoke yesterday, I'm sure Brad doesn't want to see the other Brad gone. I'm sure.
You know, no.
The coach wants to see another coach gone, but he certainly gave the indication that, you know, if a job came up there,
it'd be interesting.
That he would be interested.
Reedy,
so
we warned you what happens when you take whispers. They turn into dull roars. They spread like wildfire. So,
but his response call, I was surprised by it as well, to be honest. I was cheering him on.
Brent Reed, outstanding as always. We'll hear from you on Saturday, the Saturday scrum with MG Gertz and Tony Squires. Outstanding work as always.
Cheers, boys.
Good on you, Reedy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.